Fuck.
Okay. Firstly, to all the people who I do really appreciate you, I appreciate you for saying, like, where's the next podcast? Where's the next podcast? What's happened to the Meeting Tree podcast? Firstly, you're telling on yourself, because if you were a subscriber to our Patreon, there's been like four, I think, Patreon episodes between freebies.
Yep. Four sounds right. Also got another one in the can that I just haven't put up. The one of our working out of the top 10 types of people, which we could drop.
Yeah, it's true.
At any time.
Yeah, we should drop that. But yeah, so if you actually have been craving some Meeting Tree, then not a bad idea to subscribe, and actually, then you wouldn't come to us and complain that you haven't heard it from us enough.
Yeah.
Because you probably would have heard it from us too much.
There's what, 20-odd episodes on the Patreon that you can go back and listen to. The top 10 drugs of all time.
Yeah.
The top 10 types of people, definitive lists.
Yes.
To help you lead a better life.
Yes.
Whereas this free podcast actively tries to make you lead a worse life.
Yeah, it hinders you.
So if you listen to both, normal life.
Exactly. That's the point, yin and yang.
Yeah. That's, you know, we've been crafting this shit meticulously. It feels like we're just, you know, firing shotguns in the air, but we're not.
No.
This is by design.
Yeah. Yeah. Yin and yang designed it. Yeah. They're out. Suppliers in China.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're in Shenzhen.
Yeah, just off the coast there.
Yep.
Thankfully, shipping prices have plummeted recently, so it makes the podcast much more efficient. So thanks, Yin.
Things are looking good.
Yin's more the logistics guy.
Yeah, yeah. Yang's the kind of creative side of things. Yeah. But they both have a little bit, you know, but Yin has a little bit of the creative in him.
Yeah.
And Yang has a little bit of the logistics.
Yeah, just a little tail, a little bit there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And a little, yeah. Just as part, almost in the heart.
Yeah, yeah.
Just boom, boom.
In the biggest bit, there's just enclosed in all the logistics is a bit of creativity.
Yeah.
And vice versa.
Totally. And I think anyone who's been successful from either their logistics brain or their creative brain would see a little bit of Yin or Yang in themselves.
Oh, for sure. Probably both. Together, fused. Those guys are inseparable.
Yeah. I might get a tat of them.
Our Chinese suppliers. People go, who are those blokes? Well, I was told it meant something.
Well, I was in Bali. And they gave me this book and I just picked yin and yang from it.
Yeah.
They happened to be in there.
I know those guys.
Look at them.
They're famous. Right, you're in the tattoo book.
Tell Yang.
Is Yang there? Anyway, shouts to those boys. We know they're listening. They edit the things.
Yes.
So, you know, you can cut this out if you like.
Or put a bit of nice music maybe underneath that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Please, Yin.
Thanks, Yin. Oh, Yang will probably do the music.
True.
Yin's the edit guy.
Yeah, Yang's probably more of like a Rick Rubin type though. Like
he sits on the couch.
Like back of the room.
Yeah, yeah. Sounds good. Sounds good, Yin. Lunch? Yeah, nice.
You moved house.
God, I did.
Well, this is another thing. Like you think,
another thing.
Like you think we're just sitting around just chatting. Why don't they just hit record?
Oh my God.
Well, often we are doing that, but we're actually doing stuff at the same time. We're busy fellas.
Life is dense.
Right now, it just so happens, I know everyone's busy. It's a busy world. We're all fighting inflation and interest rates at the same time. It's tough out here.
Yeah.
But we haven't had a lot of time. And to throw, you know, professional lives, of course, it's all firing on all cylinders. Everything's happening at once. People just love getting stuff done in May.
Yeah, yeah. May's a big time to do things.
To do stuff. But also, you've just moved house. I'm moving house.
Well,
tell me about your move.
I have some bad news for you.
I'm not moving house?
No, you are, but it's not a standalone event. As in, it just keeps going forever.
You're always moving house.
You're always moving house. Like, you'll never stop and go, house moved. There's always something, you know?
There's always a side quest.
Oh my God. So at the moment, the list of things that we've got to sort out is, well, we have too much art, not enough wall.
Oh yeah. So you need to build some walls.
We've got to build some walls, build the wall. no, we need to like basically triage our art and then figure out where we're going to put it. But the problem is, it's like we like all the things we have.
Of course, that's why you have them.
And so we have to make like functional decisions, size first, I think, aesthetic second.
Yeah.
And then like figure it out from there. But it's kind of annoying. So we've got just art leaning on walls willy-nilly.
Mm.
Beyond that, new coffee table we got to sort out because the place is smaller. So all of a sudden we've got the new couch, sold our old couches, dining table's gone.
Mm.
Well, not yet. If anyone's in the market for a dining table.
How much are we talking?
It's good. A mil. O-N-O. And that O-N-O runs deep. But yeah, it's like a 1980s Chiswell, great condition.
Yeah.
Beautiful beige leather seats and it extends out. Does all the things you want a Chiswell to do.
Mm.
But that's currently actually in Sophie's parents' storage.
Right.
I think maybe because we put the price tag a little high.
A million?
Yeah.
You could probably knock 100K off it.
Yeah, yeah. It could lose some zeros.
To our American audiences, we're suffering from crazy inflation down here.
Yeah. Imagine Zimbabwe.
Mm.
Now imagine Australia. We just wanted to clean slate your mind first and then put you here.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the fuck... It's just completely reimagining a space that's smaller than the space you were in.
Yeah.
And more expensive. It takes its toll and it never ends. Haven't even thought about the outdoor area yet.
Mm.
We got to get a table, barbecue, so on. We have to. We simply must.
Well, you know my recommendation for the barbecue is you just get a family queue.
I know. But I've been reading into it.
Oh, dear.
You're on Barbecue Cast. The Ziegler and Brown, first of all.
The Z&B.
The Z&B, non-negotiable thermometer in the lid.
Yeah, the fact that you might get stitched up with a Weber without a thermometer in the lid is an absolute G-up.
You know why the Webers, a lot of them don't have the thermometers in the lid?
I don't, but I'd like to know.
They started getting rid of them because the Weber brand name was being sullied by these poor thermometers that they were using in the lid that were an inaccurate representation of the temperature inside the
barbecue.
And so they ditched them because they were like, our barbecues are losing their reputation because of these thermometers. Ziegler and Brown, however, have great thermometers in theirs.
Well, we don't know yet. They haven't been out long enough. Maybe we're just waiting. Maybe in 2 years' time, Z&B will have the same issue.
Yeah, yeah. Ziegler and Brown, much like Pingers. We don't know what they're going to do by the time we're 60.
Apologies also. It's Z&B, of course. We're Australian.
Yeah, yeah.
Not allowed to say Z, otherwise you get hung.
Yeah, hanged. Oop, there's two hungable offences. But it sent me down this trail where I was like, maybe I just leave gas behind.
Electric barbecue.
And go full electric, solo. No, charcoal
is
where I was going. But then...
I was going to say, that's called an oven.
It is. It's funny though, because you say electric barbecue like it's a gag. Oh, man.
Electric barbecue.
I had a hell of a half an hour looking up like electric smokers.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know. But I'm just...
Charcoal takes forever to heat up.
20 minutes.
That's what I mean.
But, you know, it's better, they reckon.
Because it gives it the smoky, authentic taste. Mate, just get some wood chips, chuck them in some wine and water, let them soak for a bit, drain them, put them in a little smoker box, chuck that in your Weber. Beautiful smokiness, and you can choose the flavor.
How often are you doing that?
Well, I just use the same chips again and again. I'm sure that's fine.
But yeah, it's, you know, now I've got wood chips on the list. So it never ends, man. You're moving soon.
I know. We've got art in our laundry, and the new laundry. I don't know if we've got space for the laundry art.
Oh, no.
You know, it's like a massive...
Yeah, yeah.
By, what's her name?
Kittens.
Yeah.
Is that, yeah.
I can't remember who my art's by.
Yeah, anyway, yeah, but that sick fucking...
Big jacket thing and stuff. Like, maybe it was OTT to have art for the laundry, but...
Well, it wasn't for the laundry initially, but no. Again, it's like, you know, if you keep having to bloody move...
Well, I'm not moving ever again. I'm done. This is where I rest my head.
I'm going to hold you to this. If you ever move again, I'm going to kill you.
Well, no, look, because we're doing land value tax... I think we have to move, in order for it to be the right call, we have to move within 24 years, I think.
You have to.
Otherwise, we would have been better off paying stamp duty.
Okay.
Actually, we're in a funny spot. So for those who don't know, obviously this podcast has been the number one advocate for land value tax since inception. You know, with George's here, Henry George tattoo on the leg proves it, as you can see.
As you, yep, for those watching on the Patreon top tier.
Yeah, and yep. On Twitch, obviously.
Yep.
Thanks for the subscription, Roger Lodger.
Oh, nice.
Oh, it's a gift subscription. Very nice.
Thank you. It's going to help with the land value tax.
Anyway, so the Libs, of all people, Dollar Dom, brought in a land value tax, which obviously we'd been advocating heavily for, and we made our submission about that, and obviously that was considered, and we really appreciate having the input into that. So that was brought in January, or just after January.
2022.
No, this year. This year, it went live like 3.5 months ago, and Labor have pledged to rescind it.
Yeah.
So, and probably next time Parliament sits in probably a month or so. So there's a small window where, for those who don't know, you can typically, you pay stamp duty when you buy a house. Like you have to pay like this big fucking, you know, 60 grand or whatever in stamp duty tax on top. Instead, you could, for this brief period, if you're a first home buyer, you could opt to pay land value tax, not pay your 60 grand in stamp duty, but instead pay, you know, like a couple grand a year in land value tax. And it's better because that means that like old people have to keep paying tax. If you're in a house, like you shouldn't have to just pay tax once off and then you can sit in a house and do nothing and not have to pay any money for it. Yeah. You should be paying money. If you're like renting a house out to people, you should be paying land tax every year. It's good tax.
Yeah. Anyway, land belongs to everyone.
Yes.
The idea that someone can say this square is mine, like think about it as a concept. The first person that said this block is mine, sure, bad guy. You know who's a worse guy? The guy he said it to who said, okay, fine, I agree, then this block is mine.
Yeah, that's where it all went wrong.
That's where war came from, famine, stamp duty.
A man's right to land is as much his right to air.
Imagine someone saying, this air is mine.
Mm.
Imagine someone saying, the South China Sea is ours.
Well, South Sea is, I
think. South Sea, yeah. I mean, that's the thing. Water, fine.
Edit that out, Yin.
Sorry, Yin.
Anyway, there's going to be a bunch of people who, like, a handful of people, however many first home buyers who opted for land value tax between, like, January, halfway through January and, like, a month's time.
I would love to see the numbers.
And then,
what do you reckon it is, 40?
I don't know. Like, it's said that a few people have opted in, but basically we're going to be in this situation where it's not going to be a lot of people, right? Like,
yeah.
Because there's a bunch of different rules around it, and if the house is worth under a certain amount, you don't have to get stamp duty anyway. So it's a small handful of first home buyers. It can't be a new thing, blah, 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 blah. In a market right now where no one's buying or selling. So there's not going to be very many. And they're going to have this whole stream of taxation for just like,
40 people.
Like, or a few hundred people or something. Like, to generate how much revenue as well a year? Like,
yeah.
Less than a million. Like, it's going to be more expensive to administer than it is to receive the tax for it.
So what do you reckon?
Reckon I might just, there's two ways this could go. One, it could be a huge stitch up and they just send me a fucking bill for the stamp duty. But surely they can't.
No, they can't. Hey, deal's a deal.
Exactly. But the alternative.
Dear Mr. Mins,
we know we've been tough on you.
But here's a chance for us to call it all even.
Let's clean slate.
Clean slate.
Literally. Get my slate where you've chalked up my land value tax. Get a rag because I don't know how it works at Revenue New South Wales.
I think that's it. Rags and slates.
Yeah. Just get the rag, mate. Get the 40 other pieces of slate. Just buff them out.
Boop. That's all you got to do. We can forget about the fact that you hate young people. Banning phones in school, banning rap music at the Easter show.
Banning vapes? Did they ban vapes?
Banning vapes, which like, can't, oh man, the whole vape thing's ridiculous. Oh yeah, we're going to ban vapes starting now. It's like, can't, they're already illegal. Like, what are you going to do?
Double ban them.
The sensory overload tunnel at Vivid in general.
Has that been banned?
It's anti-young people. No, pumping lights and music.
Yeah, I mean, all young people now have epilepsy.
Exactly, and ADHD.
So it's not nice.
Yeah. Chris Minns is waging war on young people.
Mm.
And what are we doing about it? asking for no tax whatsoever on buying property, a real young person thing.
Young people of the world, unite with me.
Yeah, we have nothing to lose but our land value tax. That'd be nice. But yeah, moving's a bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you think this is annoying.
Oh, mate, we're repainting and shit, you know, like we're putting a new awning on the front. Like it's all kinds of bullshit.
Oh, yeah. Well, are you using Monarch Removalists?
We are using Monarch Removalists.
Should we do the read now for Monarch Removalists?
Sure.
Okay. Monarch Removalists.
Yang, bit of music, please.
Yeah. At Monarch Removalists, not only will you be guaranteed seamless service from door to door, you'll be helping two young immigrants get money in their pocket by doing some manual labour that you can't really be fucked to do yourself. They have heavy vehicle licences and they know how to stack a truck. They're also kind of funny. And make sure you buy them a Powerade or a bottle of water and they'll work even quicker. You know what will even get them going faster is if you help them out as well. They'll love it and they'll be really nice and funny and they'll be laughing and saying lots of things in either a kind of Russian dialect, which I had a couple years ago.
Chechens.
Yeah, the Chechens. They were good. Or in what was an Arabic that I wasn't familiar with. I don't think it was Levantine Arabic. I think it was from a bit further north because the guy actually asked me if I spoke Kurdish and then started laughing after he apologized for how bad his English was. But it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. He was just self-conscious about it. Monarch Removalists. Really, really good. Mm. Good, strong boys with big, strong truck.
Yeah. Use code The Meeting Tree. Well, you have to call, I think. You do a quote and they'll give you a call and just say, I heard this on The Meeting Tree podcast.
Yeah.
I heard your ad. And they'll say, great.
Yep. They'll say, awesome. Yep. We paid good money for that. It definitely wasn't just some kind of bit. Where they're semi being genuine about the removalists they use. Pretty fucking good. Yep, no, that was the ad. all right, that's the read. Good stuff.
Yeah.
So Monarch, I had these two Iraqi blokes.
Mm.
And the shorter one who was like being bossed around by the taller one.
Mm-hmm. That's
familiar dynamic.
It's not the way things should work.
But it was funny because, yeah, it's you know, Shrek and Donkey. Becky has that theory. Every duo, every partnership is a Shrek and Donkey.
Right.
And
who am I?
Well, that's the thing. I'm confused about this because
I think you're Donkey.
I think I'm Donkey.
Even though Shrek's huge.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But like Genie and Aladdin.
Yeah.
Aladdin is Shrek, you know.
Yeah.
And Donkey is the Genie. So the little guy was Donkey and the taller guy was Shrek. I was in the lift with Donkey and he, at this point, our first load up into
Yang's more the Shrek.
Yang's Shrek. Edit it out if you disagree, Yang. I know Yin's editing.
You guys can work it out. We'll say both and just leave the one in. Yin's the Shrek.
Yin's the Shrek.
You guys work it out and just put whatever one in you think works.
And if you guys haven't seen Shrek, just leave both. Keen to listen back to this episode, I'll tell you that much. But so I'm in the elevator with Donkey, first trip. Can I just call him that? It's not insensitive to call.
No, not at all. It's a metaphor.
Exactly. It's all metaphors. They were legends, so I can say it. And we walk out of the lift and our floor stunk of pot.
Mm-hmm.
And I turned around to him. I had one end of some bullshit. He had the other. And I turned around to him and just waved my hand in front of my nose. And he goes, ha, 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 yeah, and did like a doobie smoking thing. I was like, oh, right on, brother. That's when I messaged Sophie, who was on her way, and I said, grab some Powerades. These guys rock. Anyway, he apologized for his English and then goes, but, you know, maybe you speak Arabic or Kurdish? And then started laughing. I was like, that's so sweet. This guy thinks I speak Kurdish. And he asked where I was from.
Mm.
And I said, I'm from Sydney. And he goes, no. Where though? I'm like here. He's Australian? I'm like, yeah, man. He's like, no. He just started shaking his head and walking away.
Mm.
I think it was like a...
I mean, this is regular occurrence for you.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone. So I help out on the Becky and Cam podcast.
Indeed.
And Cam, he frames it as a bit. like trying to figure out what my Nasho is.
Mm.
But I know he actually wants to know. And it's like laughing and stuff. He's like, what slurs can you say? And I'm like, I don't know, man. But like, I think it's killing him.
Mm.
He doesn't know. And this guy was rattled by it as well.
Yeah.
Sad for him.
For the record, Dixie is Slavic. He's a Slav.
Yeah. Slav.
He's a Slav, my bad, sorry.
Yeah, yeah. Which part?
You're actually from West, from Czech.
Yep.
Czech. People get confused as to whether they're Slavs or not, but they are.
Yeah. From Prague.
Mm.
And what else funny shit did they do? They were real funny. I asked him where he was from.
Mm.
After he asked me, I was like, finally, the door's open.
Mm.
And he's like, oh, I've been here for 11 months. I'm originally from Iraq.
Mm.
And like, you know, that's not you're flying straight to Sydney from Iraq.
No.
And setting up shop. You're probably going via a few places there.
And whatever. Waiting a fair while, usually. Yeah.
And maybe even not coming straight to Sydney. You're picking fruit somewhere when you get here and all this shit. Anyway, he was pretty happy to be here. But I made the error, I would say it's an error, of holding the front door of the building open using a bike chain. A bike was chained up just inside the door. I used the bike chain to hold the front door open.
Mm.
And then me and Donkey are up on the top on our level, but you can like hear down to the front door.
Yeah.
Hear this guy going like, who the fuck touched my fucking bike? I'll fucking kill you cunts. And starts like, he's just... blow up deluxe.
Mm.
And so I like go to look down to see just who it is. Like, I'm interested in this. It's obviously me that's caused the problem.
Yeah.
And I want to just go see who this guy is. And Donkey puts his hand on my chest and goes, hey, it's not worth it, bro. And I was just like, man, I'm not going to fight him, mate. Like, the last thing I want to do moving into this place.
He's getting a punch on with the neighbor. He's
fight a guy that, and someone who looks like they'd be happy to, you know, or sounds like at least, like they're flaring up about this.
Mm.
I don't need this guy knowing that I'm in unit, yin, edit this out, unit 140 Mac Street. Yin, if you don't fucking edit that, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to fly to Shenzhen. And I'm going to have you, and I'm going to make Yang watch.
Jesus.
You can edit that out as well. No, leave it. Like heads on the spikes on the tower bridge.
Wow.
And if that guy with the bike and the bike chain's listening, hear what I'm saying. If I'm willing to do that to the guys that are the creative engine room of this podcast...
Mm.
Imagine what I'll do to you, a stranger who I upset briefly.
Let it be known.
Let it be known. Anyway, moving's...
I can imagine, if he spent a bit of time in somewhere waiting for the friggin' Australian immigration process to go through and in probably like not particularly good accommodation.
Probably had a few darts thrown at the board as well. It's like, you know, you probably go Australia, France, you know...
Sweden. Yeah, Sweden. Chuck them all on there. He may or may not have seen some shit. I won't. Who knows? That might not be the case. But probably the last thing he wants is to get into a bit of a biffo over a bike chain.
No, he's just like, yeah, nah, mate. You want to know what's worth fighting for? Not this. I hear you, Donkey. Right on, brother. Let's go get that bed.